You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
One of the things we do here is take stories that you suggest and dig into them a little bit. We call it local money. And this week's story comes to us from Alexander Fermansky in Delray Beach, Florida, who wrote us about sober houses and halfway homes in that community. They are controversial, both because some people don't want them there and because others worry that vulnerable people recovering from addiction are being preyed on by scams. We got reporter Anne Gagas to talk us through this. She's with the Sun Sentinel newspaper, and she's written a lot about it. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I gather that this area in South Florida is called the Recovery Capital of America. How did that happen?
I think as the nation's substance abuse problems have gotten worse, you know, heroin deaths have nearly quadrupled from 2002 to 2013. A lot of businesses have figured out that South Florida is a very desirable place to sell rehabilitation. We have great beaches. We have great year-round weather. It never gets much below 65, and people complain bitterly when it does. And I'd say part of it is a classic Chamber of Commerce Florida pitch, is that we have great beaches, we have great weather, plenty of sunshine. Also, we have been ground zero for like the FLACA epidemic, the opioid epidemic. So it sort of makes sense that this would be the next thing.
What do you hear from residents who live there? You know, what are the various concerns that they're articulating?
I mean, it's something that people are on high alert for in all kinds of neighborhoods because they're worried about their property values and they don't want to see what they call the wrong element coming to their neighborhood.
And then I guess the flip side of this is that you could also say you have a very vulnerable population, you know, of recovering addicts, and who is looking out to make sure that these sober homes are providing the kind of facilities they advertise?
Absolutely. Some of them are charging, I've heard, $3,000 a week, you know, really high prices. And there's no way the government can really regulate it.
So what's the outlook? I know that in some of your stories, representatives, you know, of the state government have talked about this a bit, but what happens next?
I think they're going to try to get them to sort of self-register so there is some quality control. They'll be vying for sort of the equivalent of the Good Housekeeping seal. We've been looked at, you know, we are legitimate. Someone is looking over our practices. This is through the registry that the legislature has set up. There's about 2,250 dwellings that have registered statewide, but I've heard numbers that are 50,000 of these dwellings statewide.
Some of these services are really expensive. Who pays the bills for those? Are those individuals? Are insurance companies getting billed?
I understand that sometimes insurance companies are getting billed. I haven't, you know, investigated that aspect of it, but I've heard that some insurance companies do cover the cost of sober homes.
One of the headlines that was on one of your pieces was that sober homes and drug rehab centers become targets for critics and profiteers. What happens to somebody who is a profiteer, who's running one of these unscrupulously?
Well, the legislature has, in this session, is considering legislation that would try to crack down on practices like charging a lot of money for, you know, drug screening tests. We've heard crazy stories about how much residents have been charged for these different tests. And really, that's how the insurance companies are getting it. And also, supposedly, the cities are trying to find ways where they can at least monitor what's going on in their own neighborhoods, but it's going to be hard to zone this kind of thing. I really haven't seen a way that they can be zoned out of certain neighborhoods.
Anne Gagas from the Sun Sentinel in Florida, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Come tell us about the most important economic story where you live. Go to marketplace.org and click on Local Money.